Praise God. Good morning. Good to see you returning from the Labor Day weekend. How's everybody's weekend? It's good? Good. And you also a lot of people return from your summer trip. How many people have traveled in this summer? A lot of people travel. Praise God for protect us and come back safe and sound. I kind of learned this word, safe and sound. So tomorrow, our ESL is back to school. So I might be teaching one of the class. So I kind of pick up my English because I went back to Taiwan. And I'm kind of have my sons pick up a lot of Chinese. So I asked them, are they American? Because they were born in America. So I want them to say they are Canadian now. I say, are you Chinese or American or Canadian? They say, we are American. I say, no, you are Canadian. So, and they tried to pick up a lot of Mandarin Chinese when we were in Taiwan this past month. And God is faithful. Amen? God's been faithful. We're praying for, continuing praying for my father and mother-in-law. They have a Buddhist background, and they worship in a Buddhism for many years. And we keep praying for them. And a lot of time, you know, if you're praying for a friend, it's not a Christian. So you think it may be hard for them to be converted. And I used to think that too. And sometimes I pray for my father and my mother and the whole family. And I lose heart. And I feel God is so hard. You know, they just still worship their own religion. It's hard for them to come back to Jesus. Come to Jesus. So this time, God has done amazing things in their lives. And they used to have an incense. How do you say that? Incense? In their altar. And my mother-in-law had a little surgery a while ago. I might have spoke to you about a year ago. So right now, they cannot have an incense. Because whenever they have an incense, my mother-in-law will feel very dizzy. So my mother-in-law talked to my dad, say, no more incense, no more. And when Kelly went back to Taiwan, and she went back earlier, about 2 weeks earlier than me. And she visited one of the church locally, in the local church over there. And after the visit, and the pastor and the church's board member, and then visit her family. And just happened that Kelly was not there. You know, when Kelly was not there, who do they talk to? They talk to my father and my mother-in-law. So that's amazing. So they talk a while, and, you know, that's a happy talk. Talk about the family and talk about the Lord. And it's amazing. So a lot of time we pray for the conversion. And a lot of time we pray that one step away. We pray that instantly they will be converted. Right? We hope that will happen. But it was not the case in our family. But I just see God's hands is moving step by step towards their conversion. Praise God. And yeah. And my brother-in-law, and he also a very, you know, sincere Buddhist. And this time when I talked to him, and he said he's working in the field, in the countryside in Taiwan. And in Taiwan, the countryside has more Christian than the city. So it's amazing. So the place he works, there's a lot of Christians around him. And he talked to me, he said, "You Christians say amen. You Christians say hallelujah." And then my brother-in-law talked to them, saying, "We need to do this and this to improve your city, your little city." And the people around him say, "No, we need to ask God first to see how this work could be done." So my brother-in-law talked to me. We have a meal the other day, whole family together to celebrate, because in Taiwan, August the 8th is the Father's Day. It was 8-8. So anyway, so August 8th, we're having a family meal. And my brother-in-law talked to me, say, "You Christian, do you talk to God before you do anything?" And I say, yes. "So you put God first?" I say, yes. So praise God. So they haven't been totally converted yet. But the salvation is on the way. Amen? Salvation is on the way. So please, brother and sister, don't lose your heart. God is faithful. He knows what he's doing. He knows every detail of our life. And he wants our relatives, he wants our friends to be saved. Please, don't lose our heart. Continue praying for our friends, our family, and maybe our neighbors. They'll come to the Lord. They'll come to know the Lord and love the Lord. Amen. Amen. So, praise God. So this morning, I want to share with you the Sabbath, which is today. So maybe the Sabbath is your Tuesday, or maybe whatever day you take a day off. Oh, over the summertime is our day of Sabbath, days of Sabbath. So today, this morning, I want to talk to you how important is the Sabbath in our life. So Sabbath is just a name. It means the resting in Jesus, the rest of the day. It's important. So this morning, I want to talk to you the importance of Sabbath. So if you have the Bible or you want to look through the screen, in either way, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 through 11. Exodus chapter 20, 8 through 11. "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son, nor daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your presence here, and you are faithful in our life. You love us so much. You care the detail of our life, and you also care our physical needs. We give you honor and praise. Would you lead us the rest of the service? We give this service to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So a research has shown that if our average lifespan is 83 years, and we spend most of our time in sleeping. Is it good? I hope you're not sleeping now. According to the research, 83 years is equal to 30,316 days. And we spend about one-third of our lifetime sleeping. Is it good? Which is about 8,760 days. Next, we spend about 2,555 days on working. So the second most time we spend is on working. It's about one-tenth of our lifespan. I believe God purposely designed this way in our life, which means sleep is very important. Amen? Very, very important. May God bless each one of us for a good quality and the quantity of our sleep every day. So at the end of service, and we could call you to come forward and we'll pray for you if we need to pray in the aspect of sleep. Because we want to rest well, to regain our energy, to face a new day of challenge ahead of us. In Hebrew word, the Sabbath means the rest day. And in verse 8, by keeping it holy means to be separate from the world and the worldly system and from the impurity. So God called the Sabbath, He called it and to keep it to holy. In the Chinese character, we call Sunday 星期天 or 礼拜天. What does that mean? The end of what I say, three words. 星期 means week. 天 means heaven. So heaven's day. So I like the Chinese phrase to refer to Sunday. It's the heavenly day. Is that good? Sounds good? So it is the day reserved for God. And I feel it is the exact description of what Sunday is when God gave the Sabbath day to His chosen people, the Israelites. It is the day to worship God and to honor God or to rest for God. Here in Exodus 9, God says, "You shall not do any work, and the whole household is to rest." So I believe the original plan God has for His people is to work for 6 days and to rest for 1 day. It sounds like a command, but it is out of God's kindness to protect us from working too much or becoming burned out. Many of you may heard some of your friends or your relatives has been burned out from work or from anything that they are engaged in. But God is kind to give us a covenant of Sabbath. It's called covenant that God has with His people, which is Israelites, which is us, all of us, to protect us from working too much. So we don't want to be burned out. We don't want to be working too much. This time when I went back to Taiwan and to Hong Kong, and people walking very, very fast. When I went to China and I went down to Hong Kong a bit, and people's face is different from the people I see in Canada. And people is like very serious. Very, very, very serious. And walking very fast. We always have to kind of walk very sideways. Otherwise, people behind us will, People in Hong Kong is like, very, very fast. Taiwan, too, I think people, they need a rest. Don't you think? They need to slow down their pace. They need to walk just, you know, one step, several seconds, something like that. So I like this pace. So when I come back to Canada and I rode on the SkyTrain, and I say, this is my country. This is my place, man. I will never leave this place. That's good. And people are smiling, and people are peaceful. I'm not saying Taiwan or Hong Kong is not good. They are good. Oh, they are good. They just walk too fast. The only thing they need to improve. Right. So a lot of you may have a little walk, take a walk, you know, in Richmond. I'm not living in Richmond, but I, you know, envy you somehow. You know, you have a beautiful place, and we have a beautiful place as well. After dinner or after lunch, you know, a lot of people have a habit of walking down on the street or walking beside the ocean or the, how do you call that, the river or ocean, that area close to Pastor Jim's, where Pastor Jim lives. That's a wonderful place. Several times we have a staff meeting, and we walk by there. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful to see the people, fishermen, and to see the boat. It just takes your pressure all away. You like that? You like to walk faster or a little slower? You probably say, Pastor Liu, Pastor Stephen, you walk too slow. But I mean it. It's really good. In a day, just walk to pray, walk to rest as a Sabbath for you, right? So God purposely set up this day for you and for me to have a wonderful time resting in Him. Peace. You like peace? Peace, right? So an article talks about the timing for work and break. The most productive workers engage in job-related tasks for 52 minutes. Say it after me, please. 52 minutes. And rest for 17 break. Now, you don't have to time exactly, okay? But just roughly. It's just research. Say, every 52 minutes, you have 17 minutes rest. And the student as well. The student, when you study for an hour, you are supposed to rest for 10, 15 minutes. That's how your classroom works, right? But some of you may want to work for an hour, rest for 4 hours. That's also okay, but that's probably too long, all right? So don't take your break too long, otherwise you might be out of your focus. Amen to that, students? No, they shake their hands. All right, that's okay. That's a research. The key to getting the most out of those breaks is to throw yourself into your work during those 52-minute increments. Since you know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, there's a light in the end of the tunnel. We have our family game. A lot of time, we drive through a tunnel, and we just set up again, say, now we get into the tunnel and we need to stop breathing, including the driver. So, okay, I'll stop doing that. except my family, okay? And every time we pass through a tunnel, we will say, okay, gentlemen, let's stop breathing now. And then we start breathing after we pass through the tunnel. So the best tunnel is that we can see the end, right? If you want to stop breathing, you better see the end. And we went through most of the tunnel, and we didn't make it through this tunnel, the 99 tunnel. It's too long. And the car in front of us is taking too long. And we hate it because he ruined our games. So there's a tunnel. There's a light in the end. We feel hope, right? If we work 52 minutes and we study for a long time and we don't see the tunnel or we don't see the light, and we will have endless effort and we don't know when is the end. That'll make us no hope, right? So Sabbath, it's God's design for us to see the hope, to regain our strength, to come back to life, refresh. Is it good? Refresh. We have several words related to refresh, like refreshment. Like tomorrow I will teach ESL something like this. Refreshment, refreshner, right? Those are good words. Those are the words related to come back to a new atmosphere, new air, new environment, and give us back to the life, the regular life, the awesome life. That's what God designed for us, to bring us alive again, to bring us refreshed again all the time. Refresh our relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord, every day, daily. Go closer walk. That's a blocking, stumbling block. That's not refresh. Okay, that's good. So refreshment. So the notion that whatever you do it full out. Doing that 52 minutes of work, you are dedicated to accomplish your task, getting things done, making progress, right? Making progress, doing those 52 minutes block. And during that 70 minutes break, you are completely removed from, the students say with me, completely removed from. They still shake their hands. Okay. Completely removed from, completely detach it. Like if you have a plug in when you're working, but totally, completely. Like a lot of you might want to go fishing, right? How many of you like go fishing? Good. I think Ross also is a good fisherman. Okay, he talks about how he fish and caught a very big fish. Okay, that's good. Completely removed from the work you are doing, you are entirely resting. Give your brain some downtime to avoid losing focus and make sloppy mistakes. Slow you down has proven benefits. One of the doctoral research shows that breaks make people more diligent. Breaks make people more diligent. The more relaxed and disengaged from work people feel during a break, the more likely they will be to benefit from taking time off, the research says. So don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty about taking a walk around the block or checking your fantasy football, baseball, stats, right? How many of you like football? Good. Cowboy like football? For a break, as long as you jump back into work with both feet, that physical and mental disengagement will make you more productive. Let's come back with the scripture in Exodus 20, verse 10. God says, "You shall not do any work." It may sound a bit harsh, but the laws in the Bible intends to protect us, never trying to harm us. God loves us. Say to your neighbor, God loves you. God loves us. He knows our needs and limits. He knows exactly how our physical body functions. By the way, Pastor Jim wrote a book. The book's name is Sinking Hall. What that means is if we're working too much, we might sink ourselves into some place that we're stuck in there. That's the book, good book that we could read. We have that in the library, right? So borrow a book, borrow the Sinking Hall, the book from the library. You can read it and benefit from it. It's a good book. And he wants us to take a fresh air before we can move back to work. In Exodus 31:14, God spoke to Moses on the Mount Sinai. "Observe the Sabbath because it is holy to you. Anyone who desecrates it is to be put to death. Those who do any work on that day must be cut off from their people." It's a little bit, but God wants to protect us. The Israelites are to observe the Sabbath, celebrating it for the generations to come as a lasting covenant. So Sabbath is a covenant between God and us. Covenant. It's good. So this, I thought of an analogy. On our smartphone, and I like the button, it's called home button. Home button. No matter it's iPhone or Android, you have this button, right? It might not be a literal button, but I heard that iPhone 8 is coming out, but they might totally remove the home button. Whatever, but the home button function is here. A lot of time we might get into certain apps or certain stuff that we feel totally messed up. But we can always press the home button and come back to a refresh screen, right? Right? So I like home button. A lot of time I get into emails, website, too much details, and then I get lost. So I just press home button. So home button is just like Sabbath to me. God says home button is a Sabbath to you. When you get lost, when you on your cell phone, just press the home button. Say after me, home button. Home button means go home. Not home yet, but just home, right? Home is good, sweet home. So they like the cell phone, right? All right, home button, like it. However, sometimes we may take too casual on Sabbath to another extreme. It might cause us to be derailed or out of focus in our daily walk. Right? So Sabbath is good, but please don't get too casual. Don't get too Too casual, right? Have you heard we are not supposed to purchase a car manufactured on which day? Wednesday? Friday? Good. Which else? Saturday? Sunday, yeah. Some people, some rumor says you are not supposed to purchase a car manufactured on Monday or Friday. So that's why our staff meeting is on Wednesday. Everybody. So because Monday, everybody comes back from vacation. See? On Friday, everybody is ready for vacation. So they might screw up, right? When they screw up, they will screw up. So that's good, not good. So that's just a rumor, okay? I heard this is a rumor. So not supposed to purchase manufacturer on Monday and Friday. Anyway, so today I was talking about what word? Sabbath, resting date, is a covenant God set between Him and us. He loves us. He doesn't want us to be burned out. He wants us to be refreshed, refreshing us every day. Every new day, God has a special plan for our lives. The Sabbath day is also the Lord's day. We take a rest in Him and get a strength from Him. Get a strength back through worship, through the Word, and through the fellowship. So may I ask the team, would you please come back at this time? As we come back to worship God, oh, that. This is not my boy, okay? He says, in Chinese, he says, I'm not tired, just pondering what to do next in life. Is he cute? Cute, right? Yeah, I just found out the picture through the website, I thought I'd just share with you. Refresh. Refresh. Amen. Amen.